rabbit.
You are all ready for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, we got all the chanting out of the way now.
Well, all those R words. Must be Pirate Day.
That's right.
Arr.
First day of a new month. Hard to believe it's November.
Wow, no kidding.
And a great way to kick it off on a Tuesday with rock and roll.
With a perfect song that I picked out to, how should we say, make festive the new month.
Oh,
and
is that right?
The fact that it is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Okay. I can't wait to find out what this is.
I think you'll like this one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You're going to hand it to me?
Yeah. Oh,
you want people to...
I'm giving you the album version, so you have to be a little more...
Okay. I got my hand around... If I have it on the right side...
Well, yeah. Let me,
I'm not looking.
Let me give the foundation here,
okay.
The tease.
Good.
It's a top 10 single, even though Ron's playing the album. Mm-hmm. It was the summer of 1971. We want you to name this song, which was a top 10 single, and the group.
Okay.
And here's...
You might have to help me get it on the right track. Since you came in here... Why'd you come in here with an album?
Because I didn't have the single.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, help me make sure I got it in the right place.
Over a little bit.
Okay.
Over...
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Drop
right there?
Right there. Yep.
I'm dropping it down.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
I just want to celebrate.
I just want to
celebrate.
Rare Earth. Yeah. Motown.
That's
group.
Right. They were on the very good, Ron Stutz.
They just, they don't sound
white
like a Motown group.
On, that it was on the Motown label.
That's right. Yeah.
The album, which I brought in to make Ron have to go through dexterity exercises.
Really? Haven't done
One
that
World,
in a while.
One World was the album.
Mm-hmm.
The tune was the band's fifth single overall. It reached number 7 on the pop charts and was Rare Earth's final top 10 single.
Yeah.
Another thing that was unusual about that group was the lead singer was the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't see that very often.
That's kind of hard.
I don't know how in the world anybody would beat the drummer and sing at the same time, but think of Phil Collins, Don Henley.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most prominent one I can think of.
Same thing also for playing bass guitar and doing lead.
Yeah.
When Glenn Campbell, who was an incredible musician, took over for Brian Wilson when he decided to stay at home in L.A. and write and not tour anymore.
That's right.
Glenn Campbell's like, holy smoke, how did Brian do this? How do you play bass guitar and do lead singing?
It's really hard.
It's hard.
I mean, I can't even imagine doing either of them well. But
yeah, it's one thing playing rhythm guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even lead, but...
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
Well, those people are wired differently and incredibly talented anyway.
Thank goodness they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
We are better for it.
Yeah.
We just want to
celebrate. I had no idea where you were going there.
But speaking of being wired, I think we are wired.
I think so, too. That's Rare Earth.
Rare. It's rare air.
Rarified air.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Freddie Kiger rarefied. Thank you.
Rarefied Ron Stutz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
That was fun.
Let's get together tomorrow.
Freddie has left the building.